Mick Wallace will be there. He'll be sweating up before the first. How are you, Mick?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, John.
Had a warm old day ahead, mate, but the early bounce of the ball, 11:15. Now, the first, we've got a full field. 4 Midnight Mission, 2:30. 6 Verbal, 4:60. 7 Whispered R, 4:80. 3 Emo Girls, $6. 2 DeBarley, 8:50. 5 Oakfield Invader, 13. 1 Double Halo, 21. And 8 Red Pegasus, 101.
My numbers here in the first are 4, 7, 6, and 2. Putting Midnight Mission on the top. This isn't an overly strong affair as far as a benchmark 55s go. And I just thought this last start maiden winner might be able to get away with this. That won at Wagga in good style back on the 27th of November. That was over 1,200 metres. Defeated Powers Court and Paradiso Girl. It was a pretty soft win. Went straight to the front and never looked like getting beaten. And hopefully something similar can pan out here today. Barrier number one, I think we'll have the speed to lead. And Rob Potter trains. He's a very, very good man with a horse. 7 Whispered Art. Racing consistently, has been placed in the last couple at Dubbo and Warren behind the informed Turcotte. Is that 36 days between runs? I don't think that will worry her at all. Will carry 2 kilos below the minimum for Robbie Dolan. Look, she doesn't win out of turn, but I think she's found herself in a winnable race today. 6 Verbal, I'm just not sure where she's at the moment. But she led them up at Orange last time and faded into 5th spot behind Ghetto Boy, but Ghetto Boy did win by a big, big space that day. And the 2 DeBarley, I thought, might be the best of the rest. A should strip bidder for an even first up run there at Mudgee, and has won a second up in the past. So I've gone 4, 7, 6, and 2 here in the open.
Rightio, now race 2, and we've got a big field here. We take out 1 JWG and 15 Red Pegasus. 14 Woodbine Miss 260. 4, this is Livin 320. 12 Rockatoo, $5. 2 Lord Tyrion, $6.50. 8 Dizzy Spell at $8.50. Then out to 5 Bliss Point, 6 Cinquain, $41. 9 Given to Fly at $71. 3 Blue Cheek, $81, along with 10 I'm Sparta. And 7 Cranfield, 11 Macabella, and 13 Worth Fashion, $101. Could be a bit of value if you can flug a roughie here.
Yeah, it's a bit of an interesting race. Some of the good chances have got a few things are working against them. I've gone 14, 4, 12 and 6, putting Woodbine Miss on top. She's a former Victorian who had a first run for Gaynor Williams at Orange last start. Finished third behind a couple of promising types from the Gary Portelli yard in Buffy and Bring a Gem. And Bring a Gem since come out and won. And Buffy's raced well as also placing its second at Orange last start. So her form looks all right. I thought she might be able to settle a little closer to them than what she did at Orange last time. She was back in the second half of the field doing her best work late. If you go back through her form, she did manage to sit up outside the lead in a 1,350 maiden at Donald back in June of this year. So hopefully she'll have the tactical speed to offset that bad draw today. And looking at that one run in isolation at Orange last time, she certainly looks to have strong claims here in race number 2. For this is Living, I gave this horse a good chance at Mudgee last time, and he's racing so well. Was third there behind Contemplate and Vandross after doing a little bit of work to get on speed, and at one stage did look the winner. He's going to need luck from an awkward draw here today. Andrew Malloy trains. Ken Dunbar, the regular rider, is on board. He looks the main danger, I thought, to Woodbine Miss. Very consistent type who's busting the winner race. So 12 Rocket 2. Should strip fitter for an even 5th first up there at Mudgee behind Zed Force and Star Boy. Was beaten around 3.6 lengths. Would no doubt have come on since that run. And there isn't a great deal of depth to the form in this field, despite being a number of runners involved. 6, which is Cinquain, I thought that was a roughie with some sort of a chance. I copped a bad check at the 1,100 metre mark when failing at Mudgee behind Butchoy. But that might be able to settle in just behind the speed today, and it could be worth an each-way ticket at the price. So we'll go 14, 4, 12 and 6 in race 2.
And these sort of races are often the ones where one just bobs up on you, Mick, don't they? But hopefully someone will get the Christmas turkey out of it.
That's right.
The third, we have a full field. Now, number 3, Bella Tray is 250, 2 Handful of Aces, 270. 4, Subway Surfer at 7, number 1, Macquarie, $8. 7 Hungerford 1 to 15, 5 Zaphod 21, number 8 Dynamic Dora, and 10 Trust Me Bill, both 23, 6 B plus 34, and 9 Lakota Seward 41.
Numbers here are 3, 2, 7, and 10, putting Bella Trait on top. We'll be monitoring how this track plays here today. Sometimes when you get these very hot days and the track's very firm, the track can play towards leaders. If that is the case, it might make it a little bit difficult for 3 Bella Trait. Generally, is a horse that gets back into the second half of the field. He's certainly deserving of another win. He's been racing without luck, ran on strongly when fifth to Noel's Gift last week over the mile in a tougher race than this. Looks well in, I thought, with the 55.5 kilos. Might be able to settle down a touch closer today in the run. Has drawn barrier number 3, and the horse is drawn inside at Hungerford Wonder and B+. They'll be going back. So if Bella Trait can settle down midfield the fence, I think he'll be hard to beat. A two handful of aces, has recorded solid placings at Dubbo, Wellington and Orange to her last three leading into this race today. That looks strong form for a race like this. Yet to win at the mile, but I don't think the distance is a worry. She's certainly shown that she can run out a strong 8 furlongs at her last three starts. She's just found one or two better on the day. A 7 Hungerford Wonder, she can mix a form a touch. She wasn't at her best at Orange when Knight beat 4.3 lengths by Lucky Elixir. That was on a soft 7 surface, and she's never really liked this thing out of the ground. She'll be better served back on top of the ground today. Then Trust Me Bill, I'm throwing into the numbers here. Nothing went right at Wellington last start. Was checked a number of times in the run. Behind Quietly Confident. There isn't a lot of speed engaged in this race, and I thought Trust Me Bill might be able to carve across, find the front, and give plenty of cheek, particularly if he can find a soft lead. But we'll go 3, 2, 7 and 10 in race number 3.
All right, now the fourth, we take out number 9, Aracia. Now, 4, Bel Diablo is $1.65, 1, Lucien, $6, with 3, Kaison Platoon, 2, Free Ticket, $8, 4, Prince of Thebes, $10, 6, Sea Lady, $18, 10, Dragon Bells at $26, number 8, Alassam, $41, along with 7, Magic is Might. It's Rodney Robb here with Lucien in by G. Travels some territory. Rodney gets around all over Australia.
Certainly does. He places his horses well, and
yeah,
he's always getting his fair share of winners at the TAB meetings, but he also records a number of winners out at the picnic meetings and the likes, and a very, very good trainer.
I just did a chinwag with him one day, Mick. He goes everywhere. Birds will even out into Western Queensland.
That's right. Yeah, he certainly covers plenty of territory, but I suppose you've got to go where you think your horses can win.
Yeah, well, he collects all the time.
Exactly right. Very, very good trainer. Very well respected in this area as well. I thought this race was very, very tricky. I've come up with one in a little bit of value. Numbers here, 2, 5, 3 and 1. I'm probably doing Bel Diablo a favour by not tipping it on top today. A short price favourite again, and keeps coming up short in the betting on potential. It looks like a very smart horse, Bel Diablo. Well, raced really well in town a couple of starts back, proving a little bit costly, I suppose, but I've always been a big fan of Bel Diablo. I've gone the way of 2 Free Ticket today, though. Really like the first up run at Mudgee, finishing 7th, beaten 1.7 lengths by Kazon Platoon. That was on the 1st of December over the 1,100 metres. Was doing his best work late. He was carrying the 59.5 kilos from an outside gate that day. So the effort was good. Second up, has won second up in the past, comes from a strong stable in Matt Griffith. Up to the 1,200 metres today, should settle a little closer to the speed from barrier number 2. And it does look to be a few rolling forward here, and I just thought he might get the nice run in behind them. A 5 Bel Diablo, no knock on the favourite. Might have bumped into a smart one there at Orange last time when second to Walshy. That was over the 1,280 metres on a soft 7 surface. I don't think it'll worry Bel Diablo coming back to the 1,200 metres today. In fact, I think it's a positive. It does have a good gait and Greg Ryan on board, so certainly ticks plenty of boxes. Three Kaison Platoon shouldn't be underestimated. Recent form has been hard to ignore. Has had 5 runs this preparation for 2 wins and 2 placings, which includes that impressive win over Dan Shari at Mudgee last time on that Cup Day. And 1 Lucien. And nothing wrong with the Wellington win, carrying 60.5 kilos last start. Was 3 wide, no cover on speed. That was a gutsy performance. to get away with that victory over London Cab that afternoon. Tips here, race 4, 2, 5, 3 and 1.
All right, race 5, the Samara Johnson Memorial Maiden. And here we put out numbers 1, Jukebox George, 2, Frog March, number 4, Ben Shoof, 8, Orithia, and 14, Eradicator. Now 12, Cumber, $2. 10, Stunner is $5.50. Number 5, Nova Prince, $6.50. 13, Kazam, also $6.50. Now 6, Go Charlie Go at 13. 7, Just Hang On, 11, Bells and Bows, 15. 5, Zarsis, 23. 9, Precious Harley, 34. And 3, Haven't We All, 16, American General, around the $51 pop. And a few of these unraced, not a massive amount of exposed form here.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Hard to line this lot up. Tips here, 13, 12, 5 and 11. Going with it, Kazam has only had the one race start, and that was earlier in the year in the Silver Goblet at Dubbo. I had to pass a vet exam before loading. A race very green. In the end, was beaten 4.8 lengths by Check the Ticket. Finished up in the 8th spot. Was instantly spelled after that, and it looked great in a recent orange trial. It railed up to lead on the turn, and it went on for a soft victory under a bit of a hold. Matthew Carl rode this horse in the trial and has stick solid today. I just thought Kazam might be able to return to the track today a winner. 12, Ucumba is the daughter of Hinchinbrook. Placed at all three starts. Finished second here on debut behind the Smart Out Dasher. Last start was third to Butchoy and Sprezzatura at Mudgee, and I'd be happy to back Butchoy or Sprezzatura in this maiden here today. So I think Ucumba will race on speed and should be in it for a long way. 5, Nova Prince showed speed in his only trial at Gunnedah. Greg Ryan was on board in the trial that day and allowed this son of Bonhoeffer just to coast home into fourth spot, beaten 4.8 lengths by Kashan, who went straight to town off that trial victory. And 11, Bells and Bows, scored a pass mark on debut, went fifth to Full of Beans to Orange. And that race has turned out to be a reasonable form race, with the horse finishing second, Radetzky, coming out and winning at Orange its next start. And the horse that finished fourth, Bring a Gem, also coming out and winning at Orange last start. So Bells and Bows could certainly be a big improver at start two today. 13, 12, 5 and 11, the selections race 5.
And the other thing, some of these horses, 4 or 5, the money had one trial, and often they have a trial, they improve out of sight off that, and it's hard to predict what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's right. The trials obviously are of great assistance, and, different horses have different levels of maturity, and some horses take a little bit longer to get fitter and what have you, but you see some horses having their first start that have had 5 or 6 trials.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the 6th over the 1,100, the sprint, we pull out 4, Great Job and 7, Ears Are Burning. Now, number 2, One Sun is 280, 5, Tibidabo, 350, 6, Tunkuna, 390, 1, 2, 10 at 11, 8, Sister Joy, 12, along with 11, Faith and Courage, 10, Stars, Zazoo, 23, 3, Rumbrook, 26, and 9, I Saw a $41 pop.
And numbers here, 6, 2, 5, and 10. I'm going with Tunkuna. She's had 5 starts this preparation for 3 wins and a placing. She's got speed to burn. Scored a dogged win at Warren 2 starts back and then led them up in the benchmark 55 at Mudgee last time and was far from disgrace when third to Kaizen Platoon. Was easy in the betting, carried 61 kilos and off it was brave in defeat. She kicked off this preparation with a win at Angonia where she won by a cricket pitch, and she's a talented sprinter and perhaps a little underrated. She drops 5 kilos for this, has barrier number 1. I'm expecting her to jump straight on the lead, and I think she'll be hard to catch. The danger, quite obviously, is 2-1 Sun. Hopefully not underdone. Now, this horse has been scratched a few times recently, and I think was engaged in a race where the meeting was called off, or the second half of the meeting was called off. So he's a very talented horse, so better on top of the ground. And is 1 from 1 here at the track. A 5, Tibby Darbo, can improve on a nice 4th first up there at Musselbrook. The new trainer, Pat Farrell, was only beaten with 4.1 lengths by Moccasin Miss. That was probably a stronger race than the race that he contests here. And 10, Star and Zazoo, I thought might be the best of the rest. It was a little one-paced when 8th beaten 4.6 lengths by Call Me Brad at Gunnedah. But so that was this horse's first run in 47 days, should strip fit it this afternoon. So we'll go 6, 2, 5 and 10 in race number 6.
Rightio, we go to the final event, race 7. This is the Dash, the 800 metre, the Open. Now we've got a full field. They'll Scarper in this. Number 2, Alart, 350. 3, Danish Lace, 420. 6, Nebity Sip, 440. 4, Cohesion at $6. 1, Zara on $8.50. Number 8, Gilly Mooch at $10. 5, Sky Mission at $12. And then we've got 7, Cyclone Andy, 9, 3, Ra, 10, Zippy Hippy, all around the $34 mark.
They can be interesting affairs, these 800-metre scampers. Quite often, the best horse doesn't always win. And I'll put 6, Snippety Sip on top. Loves this track and this trip. Has had 3 starts here at Narromine over the 800 metres for a win and 2 minor placings. And I just like the fact that this fellow gets 7 kilos off the favourite Alart. Has been freshened up since finishing second to Blink and Rockin' at Dubbo last time. Should sit probably up outside Gilly Mooch, who's also a very fast horse, and it'd be very hard to beat. Put 4 Cohesion in for second, another short course specialist who's won only the one race from 13 starts, but has raced in good company throughout his career. Was never on the track, 5 wide, no cover, when 6th, beaten just 1.8 lengths by Benita at Newcastle last time, who has since gone on to win again at Scone. A 1 Zaron is an outstanding sprinter and certainly the class runner here. He's used to carrying the grandstand and is unbeaten at the 800 metre journey, 2 starts for 2 wins. He has to carry 67 kilos minus the 2 for Chris Williams. So the handicapper certainly hasn't missed him, but he's earned that weight. He has won 11 from 28. And the 2 Alart, probably the best horse in the race. I'm just a little bit worried as to where she might get to in the run. There's stacks of speed here in this race, as you would imagine, over the 800 metres. She does have a good first-up record. She's had 6 starts for 2 wins and a minor placing, and she might just be good enough to get over the top of them. But we'll go the way of Snippety Sip. Numbers in the last 6, 4, 1 and 2.
I'm tipping 67, and Chris Williams claims 2. He'll weigh out with an exercise saddle, lead bag, ham and a turkey.
Yeah, you might be right, Sean.
To make up the weight, 65 kegs.
You know, that's certainly a big impost, isn't it?
Yeah, right, but I suppose the 800, they will get out and scorch. Now, what do you like there today? Mick, anything in particular catch your eye?
Yeah, 3 horses I'd be keen to back. Race 2, number 14, Woodbine Miss. It was hard to miss her first up run for Gaynor Williams at Orange last time. Race 4, number 2, Free Ticket, I think is a strong chance in what's a pretty even affair. I just thought he might get the good running behind the speed somewhere, and has won second up in the past. And I'm hoping race 6, number 6, Tunkuna. I think this mare just might be a little bit too quick for them, particularly if this track is playing towards leaders today. She's got barrier number 1, and she should be able to find the front easy enough. And I thought she might be hard to catch. And it's going to be a very, very warm day here this afternoon. You mentioned earlier, Sean, that we're getting off to an early start, which does mean an early finish. And I think the hottest part of the day might be after we're done and dusted. At least that's what the forecast is. We're heading for tops of around 41 degrees. But apparently the hottest part of the day is going to be around at 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon. So hopefully the horses and all the industry participants can stay cool here today. We can get this meeting run, and hopefully we've found a few winners too.
Yeah, well, as Sarah Mason Will said earlier on, they'll have everything there for Eskies, cold water, obviously, you know, plenty of hoses and so forth, keep the horses cool. No, imagine they'll just bring them in the yard at the last minute and parade and straight out.
Yeah, so I'm about to go do my preview of Sky Thoroughbred Central, and I think it's a jackets off day today, Sean.
I think it might be definitely, Mick. At some stage, you might even be down to a singlet and a hanky on your head, I reckon.
Yeah, I'd like to have the boardies on, but I don't think I'd get away with that.
No, that'd be a good look. Good on you, mate. Enjoy the day, and we'll catch you later on there with the late mail from Narromine.
Thanks a lot, Cozzy.
Thanks, Mick. Mick Wallace there at Narromine today, and because of the hot day, they're getting underway early the first two at 1:15.